Two Guys Weigh In Podcast, episode, Mitchell?
19.
You're on, 19. And we're doing something a little different. Mitchell is not in the studio with us because he's feeling a little under the weather. And so this is the first. We did 18 shows person to person, Mitchell.
Yep, this is the first time one of us is remote and we haven't to do this. So we'll see how it goes.
Yep, always a first for everything, right?
Yeah, hopefully it's the only time we have to do it this way.
You pick up a bad cold out at the Appleton Golf Course, did you?
No, I was coming back from Missouri yesterday.
And Missouri?
Started coming on, so yep. Went down to Missouri for a couple day or two to get some stuff figured out down in there regarding work stuff for my brother. So.
Okay. So how's Missouri?
It was nice. I got a nice view of some of the towns down there, and the weather was really good. So other than getting the head cold, it wasn't too bad.
Okay. Well, we're glad you're back home. So, we got a lot of high school sports to talk about. Of course, we record this on Wednesday. Section golf going on at Eagle Creek and Wilmer right now, and we'll have the results of that on the next podcast. But you can follow along on our social media sites and with the results on that. State golf, I think, is what, June in 2 weeks, the 11th and 12th at Pebble Creek in Becker. That's state golf, and so I always cover that. It's one of my favorite golf meets. You've been there before, haven't you, Mitchell?
Yep, that's the golf course in Becker, right?
Yep.
Yep, that's a fun golf course to play.
You golfed that while you were in high school on the team, right?
Yep, that was my sophomore year. I golfed that golf course.
Okay. What do you remember about the golf course at Pebble Creek?
Well, it was very nice. There was the front nine, I think, kind of went down into the bottoms, kind of like down by the river and kind of more open like that. And then the second nine, I believe, was more in the wooded area up top. But it was a very nice golf course.
It is. And it's one of my favorite high school sport events to cover is state golf. They run it really well at Pebble Creek, and it's just a great facility, and it's a lot of fun. So looking forward to that in a couple of weeks. Section, what do you want to touch on first? Section softball?
We can touch on softball real quick. Lacapal Valley lost, I believe, to Obaso yesterday. So that, I believe, eliminates them from the section tournament. And Dawson Boyd lost their first section game in the single elimination round. So in terms of teams that the radio station covers, they're all out of the section tournament, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and Russell Tyler Ruth then will take on Wabasso in the section championship game on Thursday at Marshall. And that's the first time in many years that Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian is not playing in the section championship. So we're going to have
a
new section
Edgerton
champion. What was that?
Who knocked out Edgerton?
Wabasso did.
Oh,
and,
okay.
RTR. I'm sorry, RTR did. And so, RTR's got one of the best pitchers I've ever seen in high school softball, Kaya Alderson. Been talking about her for a long time, haven't we, Mitchell?
Yes, I think we've been talking about her pretty much ever since spring sports started.
That's right. She was approaching 1,000 strikeouts in her career. And she's just on a different level when you watch her pitch. So
yep, we got the privilege of watching her pitch a game, our first broadcast of spring sports versus Lacapal Valley, in which she pitched an incredible game there. So
yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
Struck out 17, but they only won 1-0. It was a really close game with Lacapal Valley.
Yep, that was a very competitive game, and then I believe the RTR played Lacapal Valley, and tournament, and they handed Lacapal Valley their first section loss this year.
Yep, that's correct. I did that game, yep. Yep, and so congratulations, Lacapal Valley softball team, on another outstanding season. They got everybody coming back except senior Claire Borstead, the only senior on the team, and they're going to have to replace her at catcher next year. So
I think Lacapal softball finished 17-6, and I believe that take away the two section tournament losses, they were 17-4, and you take away the 0-2 start they had, they went 17-2 over that stretch. So That's a very good softball team that Lackawanna Valley should bring back next year.
That's right. All right, baseball. What do we got on tap for high school baseball?
Dawson Boyd and Lackawanna Valley are still alive in the section tournament. Both teams, I believe, are currently 3-0 in the section tournament. And so I don't know who they got next or when they play next. Do you know who they got?
Dawson Boyd and Lackawanna Valley play at noon on Saturday at the Irish Yard just outside of Milroy. And I was there Tuesday night, and that's my first visit to the Irish Yard, and it is an amazing field. It's just like the Field of Dreams movie. Bob Dolan and his family built it in the middle of a cornfield, or a bean field, actually, they said, and in 2009, and it's like top of the class. It's unbelievable. They got a huge electronic scoreboard out in right, or not scoreboard, Jumbotron. And then the scoreboard in left field is like the old-fashioned scoreboard you see at Wrigley Field, where somebody's behind the big scoreboard and puts the numbers up manually.
from
behind, you know, they just open the window and they stick the number there. It's pretty cool.
Well, that's neat.
So the Blackjacks and the Eagles in the semifinals of section, whoever wins that game will be in the driver's seat, because then they'll play in a championship game, I think next Thursday, a week from this week, and that team, whoever comes up out of a loser's bracket, will have to beat either Dawson Boyd or Lackawanna Valley twice to get to the state tournament. So this is a big game Saturday at noon, and you'll hear it you'll hear it on Q92.
And Dawson Boyd, I believe, beat Lackawanna Valley by a score of 11-1 earlier this year.
Yep, correct.
And that was in Dawson.
Yep. Did we do that game? I can't remember.
Nope, I don't believe so. I think that was you and Dick Newman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me and Dick. Oh, yeah, I thought I did the game. So I do so many games, they all get pushed together there, Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's a lot of teams covered.
Tuesday night, the big blow for Dawson Boyd was Cam Sather had a bases loaded triple, and Nate Hansen had a two RBI triple, and the Blackjacks are really pitching well with Tygan Long and Blake Thompson and a few others, and so they're looking good, and the Eagles are playing well too. I mean, they hit the ball. They scored 16 runs against the number one seed out of the South Murray County Central on Tuesday. That was a lot of runs, and they hit the ball well, and they pitched well. So it should be a good game. Can't wait for it.
Who's left in the South?
The losers from Tuesday, which would be RTR and Murray County Central.
Okay.
They're going to play, I think, YME 1 Tuesday night. I don't have the chart in front of me. YME 1. I know that for a fact. So, yeah, a few teams left. That's an elimination game. They're going to play Thursday, I believe. So I apologize. I don't have the bracket in front of me here. So, all right. So that's baseball. Hey, section track coming up Thursday from Laverne High School. And, boy, there's a lot of good track athletes in our southwestern Minnesota, and that'll be fun, too. Then see who can make it to the state track meet.
Yeah, it's Lackawanna Valley. They always seem to have a good track team whenever I was in high school. So
yeah. Of course, Brayson Boyk in three events. He looking to be section champion with his jumps, and so we'll see how Brayson does, and Weber and the hurdles. I'm just thinking off the top of my head here. I know Haley Anderson from Dawson Boyd in the shot. She's up there. Camby Miniota girls do well. Lackawanna Valley boys, amazing. How about the Montevideo track teams, boys and girls? So we'll see what happens on Thursday with track meet. So, all right. Should we talk about the Timberwolves, or you want to start with something else?
We'll start with a little. I'll touch on a couple points before we get to the Timberwolves, real quick. The Minnesota Lynx, at the record of 4-1, will host the defending WNBA champions, the Las Vegas Aces, who are 3-1 tonight. So that should be a good game in the WNBA, and the Lynx off to a hot start with that 4-1 start to the season. Hopefully they can continue that versus the Aces. And then the Twins have a 30-24 record now. They beat the Royals yesterday 4-2. And Max Kepler, I saw this the other day, Max Kepler, the right fielder for the Twins, is tied with Brian Dozier for the most home runs at Target Field at 80. So the next home run at Target Field for Kepler will make him number one on the list.
Mm.
And so the interesting stat there. And then I saw this morning that the Minnesota Vikings signed Dalton Risner, an offensive guard that we had last year. We signed him to a one-year deal. And so beefing up our offensive line a little bit, which is something that Minnesota always seems to need to do. And then, the Timberwolves last night were able to finally close a game out, and they force a game five, now back in Minnesota with the series record being 3-1 in favor of Dallas.
Okay. All right. So a lot of professional sports coming up, and I like it when, like, the NBA, they go way into June, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long season, almost a year-long season, though.
Yeah, it is a long season.
Yeah. All right, the Wolves think they can do it, Mitchell.
yeah, I think they can do it. It's tough because this series could have went a whole bunch of ways. I heard last night during the interviews at the end of the game with the Timberwolves players that the Timberwolves have had the lead in the final 5 minutes of every game in this series. It's just that they haven't been able to close it out. So, I mean, even though the series is 3-1 in favor of Dallas, it could have been a sweep by Dallas. It could have been a sweep by Minnesota. The series could be tied 2-2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the Timberwolves, if they're able to continue to close out games, could turn this series around and make it very interesting. It'll be interesting to see how Game 6 goes. Or Game 5, excuse me.
Yep. And back at Target Center tomorrow night. Going to be fun. I get a kick out of how many people have jumped on the Timberwolves bandwagon.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that. You see, of course, you know, when they beat Denver won the first two games in the Denver series, everyone thought they were going to go on to play in the finals. And so I thought that was kind of humorous just by winning two games versus Denver. But, yeah, it's a lot. I think they said they brought up a statistic yesterday. Their teams to go up 3-0 in a series are 155-0. And of those 155 series where a team went up 3-0, only four times has a team come back to force a game seven. So it's a lot of work that the Timberwolves have left, but I think that under the circumstances, I think the Timberwolves could do it if they play their best basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, you know, like you said, all the games been really close. Just to bounce the basketball this way or that way could make a big difference. So, but man, the two stars for Dallas, man, they're amazing to watch. They're fun to watch, aren't they? Well,
yeah.
So is Edwards and Towns, and you know, they're fun to watch too.
Yep, and the one nice thing I saw yesterday, I think the Timberwolves defense picked up a little bit. I think they held Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving to, I think they were like 13 of 36 or 39 or something like that from shooting from the field. So that was good. And then the big three for Minnesota of Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns, and Anthony Edwards got into serious foul trouble. Karl Anthony Towns fouled out. And I think Anthony Edwards and I think Rudy each might have had four or five fouls each. So it was nice to see them be able to close that out. I think turnovers and then points off turnovers were in favor of Dallas by quite a bit last night. So it was nice to see the Timberwolves able to overcome those kind of stats. And they can continue to do it. I think the series will get very interesting.
It sure will, that's for sure. Yeah, that'd be fun if the Timberwolves pulled that out, come back, you know, down 3-0. No, I don't think any team has ever done that, have they?
Nope. Teams are, 155-0 when they get a 3-0 lead. So it'll be interesting. I think the last, I want to say that the Boston Celtics a few years ago fell down 3-0 to the Miami Heat, and the Celtics came back to force a Game 7. They ended up losing a Game 7 in Game 7 to the Heat. But recently, I think the Celtics were the most recent team to come back and force a Game 7 after facing a 3-0 deficit. So it should be interesting.
Yep. All right. Go Wolves. And I'm not going to do my howl this week. I got laughed at last week, so.
I heard a lot of people take interest in the howl last week, so I thought we'd maybe get another one.
No,
if they're forced to Game 7, we might have to have a howl.
Okay.
From
I promise I'll game if they make it to Game 7, I promise I'll do my howl again. that was a weak haul last week, that's for sure. So,
yep.
All right, anything else, Mitchell?
Just a quick note, this year was the first season of the Professional Women's Hockey League. It's a PWHL, and actually they're having their championship series right now, and Minnesota is actually playing in the championship. They're playing Boston. It's a best-of-five series, and the series is tied 2-2. So there's another professional sport that Minnesota's trying to get championship in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really caught on in Minnesota, especially in the metro area, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's done really well, and so hopefully it can grow, and then hopefully if the Timberwolves end up losing, maybe the women's hockey team can win a championship in the first season and kind of bring back a little bit of a bright spot for Minnesota fans.
All right, real good. All right, I think that wraps up our podcast, doesn't it?
Yep, I think that should do it. This has been the Two Guys Weigh In podcast, episode number 19, sponsored by PK Egan's of Camping.